This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Daylight is so close, so don't you worry about a thing. We're gonna be alright.
There's a wow feeling to today as the week wraps up 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with a good day overview of this week, according to Trump. And as you think about it, you contemplate the people who support him love what he's doing, for the most part. People who don't support him have already started plans to impeach him. Did you know that there are 3 separate works quietly going on behind the scenes, and much of it has to do with the irascibility, with the unpredictability, with the way things are being done. Whether it's the wall in Mexico, whether it's the situation I'm looking at the list of things here. I guess the Mexican thing is on the top of everybody's list. Our relationship with Russia, blah, blah, blah. So the impeachment proceedings that are quietly being discussed go all the way down to Rex Tillerson, because he's third in line. Second in line, obviously, is the vice president. Third in line, secretary of state for the presidency. As a matter of fact, the State Department has been hit with a lot of resignations. Senior officials at the State Department have quit as Rex Tillerson was approved and has joined the State Department. So there are a lot of whisperings, even among Republicans, as civil servants leave, resigned, and there are a lot of people who think, okay, that's good. We need to clean out. Remember, he said he was going to drain the swamp. So that's part of what's going on. But are there ramifications? Are there so many people getting so upset? But that's kind of what we want. Mr. Hope and Change didn't bring change. Donald Trump said, we're going to make America first. And is that what is going on with all these sweeping reforms? Crackdowns on illegal immigration, ordering the immediate construction of the wall, aggressive efforts to find and deport unauthorized immigrants, adding actions to cut back on legal immigration, including barring many of the Muslims who are coming into our country. So does all of this mean we've got somebody who's crazy, who's cracked, who's out of his mind, who's out of control? Or does it mean they just have a group of people who are going to do what they said they were going to do, and they say that's why you elected them? The Mexican president killing plans. There was supposed to be a summit with Donald Trump, but the tweets from the president demanded that Mexico pay for the wall, and so the hole gets deeper, if you'll pardon the pun. Here's a reporter's rap on the president of Mexico, Enrique Peña, how do you pronounce his name? His last name?
Nieto.
Nieto? Okay, yeah, so there it is. Here he is.
Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto has vowed to protect Mexican immigrants currently in the U.S.
Donde haya un migrante mexicano en riesgo que requiera nuestro respaldo, ahí debemos estar.
He said that after President Donald Trump signed a series of executive orders on Wednesday. One calls for the start of the U.S.-Mexico border project. Another order aims to punish sanctuary cities that protect undocumented immigrants. Nieto has rejected Trump's plans for the border and said his government will offer legal advice to immigrants living in the states. Details are sparse, but Nieto's plan will reportedly include making 50 Mexican consulates in the U.S. advocates for the rights of migrants. Nieto also took a moment to emphasize what he and 2 former presidents of Mexico have said for months. Mexico will not pay for the barrier.
I'm not going to pay for that wall.
Mexican people, we are not going to pay any single cent for such a stupid wall.
Nieto was scheduled to meet with Trump early next week, but Trump tweeted Thursday morning, if Mexico is unwilling to pay for the badly needed wall, then it would be better to cancel the upcoming meeting. Shortly after, Nieto canceled his trip.
All right, so are we at war with people who are in our own hemisphere, at war of words anyway, not on the outside of America, but one of the things that is bugging some people and bugging me, I think, is, I don't know about the wall, because I'm not sure how effective the wall really would be. It's a symbol more than anything else. But the mayors of all the cities that are sanctuary cities, they're outraged. And I'm sort of chuckling at that. Outraged? What are you outraged at? Because you're breaking the law and the federal government says you're breaking the law and we're not going to allow you to do it anymore? Nah, the main difference. If you're in New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, New Haven, Connecticut, Syracuse, New York, Austin, Texas, prepared for a fight. We're going to defend all the people regardless of where they come from. Regardless of their immigration status. That'd be a good way to lose the election, it would seem to me. Because there are more people, according to any poll that I've seen, that want these things. You see, this is the pendulum swinging left, right. It's almost like if you were to listen to my voice long enough, I could hypnotize you. Or you could watch the pendulum go left, right, left, right. Kara, you falling asleep yet? You're mesmerized by my voice? Left.
Yes.
Right. Left. Right. So we went too far one way because there's too much of this. Why the hell should we be paying and encouraging all these people? You know, the sick part of this is that the Patriot Act keeps a lot of people. I don't hold with barring the people coming in here who have something to contribute. Matter of fact, I would like to encourage more people to come here that we can have settled down and settle in, who have skills that we need and want to encourage. That's the way it was at one point in time. And then this thing got all out of control. It's crazy out of control. Now, so the reaction is to do something maybe that also is crazy, or is it? Is he crazy like a fox? Is that what we have here, a person in the White House that is crazy like a fox, gets his points across and gets people to think and do? It's really pretty amazing. Nobody's ever going to forget this guy, no matter what. Every single, I said this, I think, every day this week, Kara, correct me if I'm wrong, that the headlines that I'm looking at and all of these sites that I use for searching what's going on, just to kind of bring a collective, I'll look at the thing and think, okay, I understand what's going on here, and then I can tell you a story about it. It's always about Trump. Every three quarters of the headlines everywhere.
Well, it always makes me laugh because, yeah, the headlines everywhere are about him, and most of them are negative, I would say.
Yeah.
And
I never know.
I don't know. I just think it's funny that, you know, you would talk so much about someone that you don't like. Like, it seems like it would be more negative for him because the people who like him aren't really paying attention to the headlines.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like it would be more negative to him to just not have any press. I mean, that's why he's had so much free press during the election cycle. You know, running and coming up to it. If they just hadn't talked about him, then he would have had to pay for press or he wouldn't have gotten any.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe I'm the only one that thinks that, but it seems I would like a little break from hearing about it. I know he's the president, but God, sometimes you just want to hear about something else.
Right. Well, I'm sorry to disappoint you. Well, this is Trump, this isn't Trump. Actually, this is about the whole business of Chelsea Manning. There's another Twitter from yesterday that came from President Trump going after Chelsea Manning. But this time, Manning was criticized for criticizing President Obama. The tweet from Trump reads, quote, "Ungrateful traitor Chelsea Manning, who should never have been released from prison, is now calling President Obama a weak leader. Terrible." That's the reaction to a column that Manning, who, remember, was the one who provided all that information to WikiLeaks about what's going on in our country. He is quoted in the Guardian newspaper criticizing Obama. Remember, Manning was supposed to stay in jail for 35 years, and he was only in for about 3.5 years, I think, wasn't he? Something like that. Manning wrote, quote, "Unfortunately, despite his faith in our system and his positive track record on many issues, there have been very few permanent accomplishments." Well, you know, to this observer, he's right. I had this argument with somebody that was a very close friend of mine this week, and she was telling me, as I was laying on her acupuncture table, how Obama's been great. And I said, okay, what did he do? And she couldn't come up with anything. I said, no, really. He was a great president. Really, what did he get accomplished? He started a lot of things when things didn't go wrong. Instead of fixing things, just kept adding to them. I don't think he's a bad guy. I just don't think he was a good president. I don't know. When was the last time we all thought, that's probably the work here, when's the last time we all thought that the president was really doing a good job? Really? Eisenhower, I thought, because I was a kid, what I know. I didn't think he was, even looking back historically, he wasn't bad. And then after him, the Kennedy years, Kennedy looked upon favorably by a lot of people. But seriously, that's a good exercise. Think about it. And you can send me, if you want, at Doug Steffen or Doug at DougSteffen.com. When's the last time you thought we had a president who really, really earned his wings, as it were? 18 past the hour on Friday, the 27th of January, on Good Day.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Pam of Pam's Jam and Jams loves her home business, but it takes more than love to run an office. It also takes office supplies. That's why small business owners like Pam go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can now save 20% on office supplies. Visit officedepot.com/radio to get your 20% off coupon. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're here for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. Ends January 28th. Excludes technology, toner, and ink. See coupon for other restrictions.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Tracy McRae. Palliative care versus hospice care. What's the difference?
Palliative care is for anyone that has been diagnosed with a chronic illness.
Mayo Clinic hospice nurse Margot Crotius explains palliative care focuses on the patient and family and their goals for living with disease long term. When things worsen, then hospice can take over.
When the patient gets to a point that chemotherapies, transplants, all of those things have not worked or are no longer going to work, then hospice team can step in because the hospice is more, according to Medicare, 6 months or less prognosis.
Nurse Crotius says that hospice, like palliative care, listens to the patient and allows the patient to self-determine how they want to live at the end of their life. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Thank you. not attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
But I see your true colors shining through. I see your true colors. That's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show.
There's a benefit concert schedule for New York City, Victoria, called Love Rocks New York City. And the following participants are going to be the headliners. Cyndi Lauper. Man, she's getting to be very visible again, isn't she?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, it's nice. Joe Walsh is going to participate in this. This is a benefit concert for God's Love We Deliver, which is a nonprofit organization in New York. So the Love Rocks New York City opportunity, A Change Is Gonna Come, celebrates songs of peace, love, and hope. All-star lineup includes a variety of Grammy winners, nominees, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees from a wide range of genres. Cyndi Lauper, Joe Walsh, oh my God, Mavis Staples.
I want to go to the show. Oh my God.
Yep.
What a lineup.
Let's see, who else is here? Jackson Brown is included in the pop repertoire. Warren Haynes. I don't know who Warren Haynes is.
He has, you do, because if you ever saw the Allman Brothers in the last 25 years, he's the guy who replaced Dickie Betts.
Oh, okay. All right.
And he still plays with them.
Gary Clark? Who's Gary Clark Jr. play with?
Gary Clark Jr. is a phenomenal guitar player out of Austin, Texas.
Really?
And he's gotten really popular in the last couple of years. Really, really great.
Show Austin
Soul
City
blues.
Lights? Is he in that, ever in that Austin
No, he hasn't done that. No, but he's just been, you know, working his way up the charts, and he's really great. Classic blues guitarist.
We're going through this repertoire of singers for this concert on March the 9th at the Beacon Theater in New York. One of the other performers is, I would probably go take a bathroom break when Michael McDonald is singing.
I'd be at the bar. I'd meet you back there. Yeah.
See you later.
He does have a nice voice. He's just a little sneezy, right?
Nah.
Very sneezy.
Annoying. Susan Tedeschi. I got to pull a, I don't know who she is card on that one. Who's Susan Tedeschi?
She's married to Derek Trucks, and she's also a blues. She's from Massachusetts. She's a blues singer and guitar player, and then she hooked up with Derek Trucks, and they've been married for a while now.
Oh, okay. Aaron Neville is number one on my list. Man, can this guy sing? What a... He's got such a... It's not attitude, but there's something about his voice and the way he sings that I find very appealing. I don't know what it is, but I just like the way he tells stories in his songs. Let's see, who else is going to... Dr. John is going to be there. I'd go see Dr.
John. Dr.
John.
Oh, he's the best.
Listen to this. This is just nothing but a crank up, too. But a mother used the wrong line. Yes. I've been on the right trail. Yep. Sam, how are you going to have Sam Cook then? Sam Cook's dead.
It's inspired by him. That's actually the breaking news here, is that Sam Cook will be there.
Sam Cook is the surprise guest.
Right.
Apparently he was the inspiration of all of this because he got people to unite and support this organization. God's Love We Deliver. Love Rocks New York. All the money goes to the charity God Love We Deliver. So, good. I wouldn't mind coming to town for this, actually, unless if the weather's good. Let me know a week ahead of time. Where the forecast is. All right, music in the focus in this portion of every hour of the DJV Experience. 28 minutes after the hour now.
When you don't have a big marketing budget, you have to wait until the opportunity is just right. We'll consider this your opportunity alarm going off. Vistaprint semi-annual sale has arrived with up to 50% off site-wide. Connect more with 500 business cards starting at $9.99. Deliver more with 100 postcards starting at $9.99. Stand out more with one banner starting at $7.99. Make the most of this opportunity. Go to Vistaprint.com by January 31st and enter the promo code SAVEBIG.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Stretch out your mind. Stretch out your thoughts. Bring us together. This is Calisthenics for the Mind. 34 after the hour. Doug Steffen on Good Day. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington as we take your input, my thoughts, and ours together here. Looking at the charts for this past week from Talkers Magazine. No surprise that Mexico and the border wall are number one. The sanctuary cities, number two. Health care plans, number three. Keeping the president away from the nuclear button. Now, there's one that we haven't had much discussion about. There's a bill afoot to take the nuclear launch pad away from Trump. It's not going to get anywhere, but it's interesting that somebody has come up with that. The whole business, everything in here, in the top seven items of the top ten are all related to what Donald Trump has done this week. I find it interesting that there are so many people that are so angry. Remember, the reason that Trump is there is because people were angry. Now there are people angry that Trump's there. There were people that are angry that he was running. Some of the people that were running against him were angry. There's lots of anger. Just so much anger. How do we turn that anger into something that's positive? That's the question of the day, the question of the week, maybe the question of the year, maybe the question of the century, maybe the question of our lives is how to take the anger that we create as human beings and turn it into something that's good. I think that's the question. Some will think this is good. The highest-ranking defector from North Korea in years said this week that the days of the country's leadership are numbered. That is, Kim Jong-un's control is crumbling. There's corruption, discontent. There was discontent before, but lots of defections now. And he said as many people who are in positions of power as can will get out of North Korea. The defector had a news conference in Seoul, which is the capital of South Korea. The diplomats that are leaving. So there's a focus on this. We all have thought, right, over the years, we've all thought that this guy was crazy. And how could he do all the things that he's been doing? One wonders if that isn't going to be the approach, whether it's true or it isn't true, that so many people have in the initial days of the Trump administration. This guy's crazy. Well, he's doing what he said. There's nothing that he's done that I've seen that isn't what people wanted. And so it highlights the anger and the desperate situation between the two sides. There's such division here. There's such anger. All these people that are protesting. How do we turn all that into something good? What can we do that will make the results of all of these feelings good? It's, in my opinion, one of the great characteristics of our country, the dynamics of the anger. People will challenge. We are challenging those. I was just going to say the people are challenging. We are challenging. We challenged before. There have been lots of challenges. And that's why in the last half hour, I was talking about who was really a good president. When have we really had a president that most people thought was really pretty good? I think Ronald Reagan might fit into that category, and Bill Clinton early on in his administration. Well, not early on, because they screwed up in Waco and a bunch of other stuff because of their naivete. Anyway, we move on there. I mean, think about, if you go back to the Clinton years, the first 4 or 5 months was filled with controversy, filled with upsets. The government was ready to collapse. It's not that long ago, folks. Go back into your history books. We have a flawed country. We have a flawed system. The democracy that we live under, or the republic status that we have here, is flawed. And it's not because of Trump. Democracy, full democracy, doesn't exist here. There was a democracy index, and I don't know how many of you know that this goes on every year, was released the other day. For the first time, this group downgraded the U.S. from a full democracy to a flawed democracy. We are in the same list with 50 other countries that have that ranking. The index doesn't report on all countries. There are 194 countries around the world. But the ones it tracked last year, in that group, 19 had full democracy, 57 had flawed democracy, 40 were considered hybrid regimes, 51 classified as authoritarian. This group determines that rank from a mix of opinion surveys and turnout and data is expert. They say their own stuff is, they're the experts, and the experts say this is the story. Countries are judged on topics like electoral process, how the government functions. One of the reasons America is flawed, according to this report, is the Electoral College. And I agree with that 100%. The Electoral College is so old, so outdated, so inappropriate. Those who want to protect it say, well, it protects things from being controlled by the big cities. No, it doesn't. How do you come up with that? That's just a line from those people. If you say that, examine your words and be able to explain, if you care to. It, you know, this doesn't, and by the way, our situation here doesn't have anything to do with the election of Trump. It's a long-term trend of declining faith in the way we run our government, way we run our elections. The Electoral College is wrong. It is outdated. It is unnecessary. And yeah, there would be a whole different situation in existence right now. And I'm not suggesting that I think that's a good idea. I think it was time for a lot of change. I think it's time for us to really shake things up. Whether you're happy with things being shaken up as much as they're being shaken up because there are a lot of people who are legitimate citizens of our country who are fed up with legitimate reason, fed up with what's going on, the money that we spend, the trillions of dollars in debt that we are, and the crazy attitude we have toward things that just make no sense. Where do these people come from and how do they get so much power? And is it really true that we have that much of a divisive attitude? And if we do, then maybe this whole experiment called the United States is doomed. Maybe self-government doesn't work. Maybe it's over. But in a nutshell, the political elites, looking at this report, have become out of touch with the people they represent. And I don't think Trump is out of touch with many people who are just plain fed up with the things that I just enumerated. Would it be different if we didn't have an electoral college? Yes, it would. But I still stand by both. I stand by the change that Trump has so far suggested. My biggest concern from what's gone on this week is what's going to happen with the Dakota Pipeline. I want to watch that very closely. He did say, let's get it done, but he didn't say do it the way they originally were planning to do it. So let's see where that goes. The rest of the stuff he's done, I think it's stuff that brings us all around to thinking about what we really want. Here's the story on Shia LaBeouf, the actor. I pronounced his name. I think I did his name right, didn't I, Karen?
Maybe not so pronounced. LaBeouf, I believe.
LaBeouf?
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know
how to say it. I changed his name to Sid Beefcake or something. All right. So, anyway, he was arrested in the middle of his anti-Trump art piece he was performing. Police say he pulled another man's scarf and scratched his face during a verbal exchange nearing his He Will Not Divide Us project. The country's already divided, you foolish person. Let's bring it back together. Let's figure that out. Project is a continuous live stream outside of New York's Museum of Moving Image, which is meant to run through the next 4 years of the president's term in office. The actor occasionally makes appearances on the stream, has gotten into shouting matches with counter-protesters. His run-ins with the law are enumerated in his rap sheet. He was arrested a couple of years ago for disruptive behavior while he was at a Broadway show. Anyway, he's been released from custody. So much blah, blah, right? Okay. Everybody's right and nobody's wrong, no matter what. There are lots of things. If Trump does this for a month and gets us on the brain, and then the dust settles and we actually look at what's going on, maybe we'll have a different point of view. Take a deep breath, everybody. It's 44 past the hour.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Hi, this is Doug Steffen. Most of you know my passion for living a healthy lifestyle, which includes clean eating. Super Beets, one of the most impressive functional foods I've ever seen. Why is that? Beets are loaded with dietary nitrates that convert to nitric oxide in your body. Nitric oxide helps support healthy circulation and healthy blood pressure levels. Super Beets, the most convenient way to get these dietary nitrates, specifically helps support healthy blood flow and circulation. Super Beets works three times faster to give you the results you can feel. Plus, it tastes great. I take Super Beets every day. I can feel the energy and the stamina it gives me within 20 minutes, and I want you to feel it too. Get a bonus 30-day supply of Super Beets free with your first order in regular or black cherry flavor, plus a free book, Beat the Odds, free shipping as well, guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183, 800-655-4183, or order at DougLikesBeets.com.
Small business comes in all shapes and sizes. Your financing options should, too. Benetrends Financial offers a full suite of small business and franchise funding options to help entrepreneurs like you get the best funding options possible, quickly, safely, and economically, so you can finally purchase the business of your dreams. Sign up for a free funding consultation today, and we'll design a customized funding plan for you. Visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com to find out more. Benetrends.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
All right, who listens to this program? Lots of people, tall, short, wide, thin, old, young, men, women. There are a lot of people who are just kind of curious as to what some of the opinions are that I have. I've been on the air for a long time. I guess I have some status that way. I'm interested in your opinion as well. So it's back and forth. But based on our gut reaction to certain things this week, like the British Prime Minister coming in, this week, spend the weekend, Philadelphia and Washington, to talk to the Trumps and have, she's going to be, I think there's a state dinner or something. I don't know what they're planning, but at any rate, she's here and she says, yep, Donald Trump is a friend and an ally. The U.S. is. Don't get too excited about some of the global institutions you want to blow up, though, Mr. President. Take it easy. Here's something that's going on in our country that's good. The largest wind farm opened up this week. Here's the story behind that story.
The waters off the coast of New York will soon be home to the largest offshore wind farm in the country. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced the approval of the South Fork Wind Farm on Wednesday. The 90-megawatt farm will initially consist of 15 turbines capable of powering about 50,000 average homes. It will be built 30 miles east off the coast of Long Island, where beachgoers won't be able to see it. The project was originally projected to cost about $1 billion, but now the farm's developer estimates it will only take $740 million to build. For the record, residents won't be responsible for footing the bill. South Fork will be only the second offshore wind farm in the U.S. The first is located off Rhode Island's Block Island and has been operational since last year. It boasts a total of 5 wind turbines that provide energy to 17,000 homes on the island and across New England. Construction on New York's wind farm is expected to start in 2019, and the goal is to have it up and running by 2022.
It's a good stock to have. It's a good idea. I applaud a lot of things the governor of New York does that kind of don't turn me on, but this one is good. This is great, actually. Very good. Congratulations to New York and the people who made that decision. 10 before the hour here on Good Day.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one
suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Now, 53 after the hour, with me is my friend Uri Geller, who is a great... When it comes to greatness, there are lots of different ways of defining it. Uri's greatness comes from his ability to use his mind, but the fact that he has used his mind through his entire life is something that he tells you you can do. There are a lot of things. Every week, if you search Uri Geller's name, things come up. Uri and I have been friends for a long time. And it has nothing to do with anything other than the reason that we met was because of his powers. But our friendship isn't predicated on that. It's just on our friendship is predicated on how we are as human beings with each other and to each other. And to that end, Uri, there are a lot of people who are just plain angry. And it isn't just in our country. You read this stuff about North Korea. I mean, there's anger in England, which was your former country, where you lived for 30 years, about Brexit. There's anger in the country where you are now, Israel, the walls. There's just the Russians and the Americans are angry. The Mexicans are angry. A lot of people in this country are angry. They were angry, and that's why they elected Trump. And now the people that didn't think he was going to get elected are angry. There's just so much anger everywhere. What do we do about that? What do you do? What does Uri Geller do with his mind to protect himself from yourself from being angry? What do you do?
Well, first of all, Doug, you've got to be patient and see the outcomes of what you're angry about. Now, like you said, there are people who are angry that they elected Donald Trump. But you've got to give a chance to see what he will do, what he will achieve. If he goes the wrong way, then you can be angry. But why be angry? Why stress out yourself? Why do you put yourself under kind of a psychological threat to your health by being angry? anger is a negative. You don't want to be negative. You want to be a positive thinker. And by being angry or being having anxiety, you're basically telling your body to act against you. I think you'll agree with me. People who think positive have better lives. They live longer than people who think negative. And this is interesting because you can ask any doctor, for instance, any doctor will tell you that if he has a patient that is in a positive frame of mind, they will heal faster than patients who are in a negative frame of mind. There's also a lot to do with spiritual healing, spiritual thinking, and spiritual prayers. If you remember, a while ago, this was done at a university, an experiment. They took two groups of sick people. One group was prayed for, the other group was not. And guess what the outcome was? That the group of sick people that were prayed for healed faster. This shows us that we're all somehow connected to each other with an invisible spiritual thread. And if you're angry, you transmit that anger to others. And, you know, that's it. So my, again, advice is start thinking positive, be in an attitude of gratitude, visualize in your inner mind almost like an imaginary television screen into which you can project the good things that you want to come into your life, to happen to yourself. Play it like a movie. You will be surprised that your wishes will start coming true.
You know, it reminds me of the old song, one of the Disney movies, A Dream is a Wish Your Heart Makes. And if we dream, you go to bed with this stuff, whatever you go to bed with in your mind is going to, that's what's going to predicate whether you have a good night's sleep or not. So if you go to bed angry, you're not going to have a good night's sleep. There are reasons to be concerned for sure. Turn that concern, I think is what you're saying, into some positive movement. It's so much better for you unless you just, you're so angry you can't even see that. And there are a lot of people who are really pretty angry. But, you don't want people to get sick. And that's what happens when you're angry all the time. You get sick.
Yeah, Doug, listen, go to sleep with a positive mind. And if you are worried about something, don't bring it into your life until it doesn't hit you. Cross the bridge when that comes.
Yeah, right. One day at a time, in other words. See, I knew if I asked Uri to give you some advice on the general circumstances in the world, he'd have something magical to say. Mind Medicine, one of his great books. Check it out at his website, URIGELLER, UriGeller.com. Thanks, Uri. 59 past the hour.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.